We're visiting with Hartford head football coach Danan Kistner here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, sounds like you guys are talented but young, and you guys got to participate in a jamboree last Friday night at Harrington. You were supposed to be hosting a jamboree, but luckily enough, you were able to have some backup plans because the heat played a factor last week for a lot of teams. But, you know, how's the first couple of weeks and the jamboree that you guys were a part of last week have helped you?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first couple weeks of practice, our guys have kind of bought into a mentality of, you know, we're going to try to outwork everybody else in the state and just keep our head down. And if adversity hits, just keep fighting. Don't let adversity bother us. And one thing that's kind of, you know, held us back a little bit is our numbers, obviously. We've got 11 guys out, but that makes it to where we can't really practice 8-on-8 live. So that's why the jamboree was super important for us, so that we could see some live reps of kind of what we got and what we need to do moving forward. So when our jamboree got canceled because of the heat, our admins were very gracious enough to allow us to try to get into another one. So I do appreciate them for doing that, because it did help us quite a bit.
Well, let's talk about who you have back. Tyson Bolson's a big name. Rushed for over 1,000 yards and 9 touchdowns last year. Keenan Renfro returns for you. Bolson was big on the defensive side of the ball. Bo Peters is back. He had 2 sacks, and Renfro had 3 picks as well. So that's a good core to start with.
Yeah, absolutely. We bring a lot of experience back, even though that experience is still fairly young. But, you know, Tyson has been a staple of our offense and defense, you know, for the last couple years, really. And I think he's going to take another step for us this year, especially as a leader. The Renfro kid, you know, being a freshman last year and catching, you know, 30 passes, that's almost unheard of as a freshman. So we're expecting some big things out of him. And, you know, we know that people are going to start trying to game plan him a little bit more because they know a little bit more about him. So just with him is just kind of staying composed, and when he gets his time, making sure that he takes advantage of those opportunities. And then Bo Peters, we said this, you know, our coaching staff said this last year. I thought that he was the most improved player we had last year, especially on the defensive side of the ball. So we're very excited about what he might be able to provide for us up front. He's not a huge guy, but he's smart, and he is quick off the line of scrimmage and can wreak some havoc in the backfield for our defense.
We're visiting with Hartford head football coach Danan Kistner here on the Area Coaches Corner. Coach, first off, I know going into year 2 for you, do you feel like the guys are building into what you want at Hartford?
Yeah, our culture, you know, from what it was last year at this point to what it is this year at this point, I mean, we're right on pace for what my plan coming into this was. And I think that's a testament to our athletes. You know, they've bought into, you know, we don't just need to work hard on the field. We got to work hard within the classroom and within our community and work on being the best people that we can be. And then our on-the-field play will take care of itself once we become good people. And they've really bought into that, and they're working hard in everything. And I think that's paying off, you know, for them as becoming good young men. And then that's just going to pay off for us on the football field.
And you guys go to Madison to start things off, and that will be our area game of the week this week to open up the high school football season here on Country 101.7 FM. And, of course, Nate Teichgraber takes over for Alex McMillan, but they still have some kids back, Coach, with Hayden Helm at quarterback, Lane Darborough, and Colton Ish. So they got some guys back. What challenges are you expecting on Friday night?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've known, you know, Coach Teichgraber here for a couple years. We've become pretty good friends. So I'm looking forward to, you know, facing off with him, you know, as head coaches. That's going to be pretty cool. But, you know, what their team, you know, comes to offer, we got to be able to be physical. We got to match their intensity. We got to match their energy. And we just got to look forward to the opportunity to fly around the football field and make plays and be hungry. And I think our guys are up to the challenge. And I'm excited to see that football game on Friday. I think it can be a really good one.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. I look forward to these chats every Wednesday with you. Best of luck on Friday night. We look forward to carrying the game, and we'll talk to you on Friday night and again next Wednesday.
Hey, sounds good. Thank you, Dylan.
That's Hartford head football coach Dana Kistner joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Hartford State Bank and Hartford One Stop on Country 101.7 FM.